out into the vast expanses of the universe, studding the stars of heaven with colonies of Earth people. The year is 2370, when space flight is no longer limited to scientists and adventurers, but is available to everyone on regularly scheduled commercial ships. When news is no longer a global affair, but originates in a thousand far-flung ports along the spaceways. It is a routine morning in the control room of IGNS, the Intergalactic News Service, where a great network of elaborate electronic devices receives the news that originates in every corner of the galaxy. And straight from the tapes, Whitey Fuller, IGNS's most famous reporter, passes them on to the public.
Kara City, Mars. Dr. Luther Smith, outstanding allergist, has just announced his release to the medical profession of a serum to prevent internal coagulation of blood under atmospheric changes. New York, a new luxury space liner, Golden Star, is about to take off on its maiden voyage. Striking a new note in interplanetary travel, a cruise ship numbers among its 750 passengers some of the most eminent names in society, business, and the profession. The fastly appointed vessel was constructed in the
the spaceship Golden Star to all hands. Prepare for the takeoff at 1600 hours. Final check of rocket engines and airlocks at 1500. That is all.
Well, this must be old stuff to you, Professor Lindstrom. You're taking an interstellar cruise. It's a little like a busman's holiday, isn't it? But I'm proud to have you and your assistant, Miss Benner, aboard.
Well, sometimes it is good to see where all our theory finally ends up, Captain. It gives a scientist like myself a little perspective on his work. But I am sure Amanda will find it informative. I intend just to relax and enjoy.
Good.
All this is wonderfully thrilling, Captain. May I have permission to watch the preparations for the blast-off?
Why, certainly, my dear. Just go down that corridor there and ask Lieutenant Romilly. He'll show you everything you want to see.
Thank you.
Captain North.
Yes, Montgomery, what is it?
Captain, I'm having difficulty with a gentleman on board.
Passenger?
No, sir. He's not on the passenger list, but he says he's going to make the trip with us.
Get rid of him, Montgomery. That's your job.
He won't go, sir. He insists on seeing you. He's waiting just outside.
I haven't the time. Oh, very well. Bring him in.
Step in, please. Here he is, sir.
Now, what's the meaning of this? What makes you think you can crash the maiden voyage of the first interstellar luxury cruise?
It's not a matter of crashing, Captain. I am Whitey Fuller. I am covering the Golden Star story for 136 news agencies. And you must find room for me.
I must, eh? That's all I've been hearing for 2 months, ever since this cruise was announced. Every fixture in every capital wants to get in on the act.
I'm not interested in your act, Captain. It's a just another job to me. News is my business.
And I'm not interested in your business.
Aren't you, Captain? Then how would you like to lose $2 million worth of publicity? If I don't make this trip, I guarantee you that not one picture, one story, or one bulletin of the Golden Star cruise will ever reach the public. Do I go?
You go, Mr. Fuller. But please keep out of my way.
The Botanical Garden, which will grow as we add specimens from each planet we touch. Have you seen the itinerary?
No, not yet, sir, not yet.
Well, gee whiz. On April 13th, we land on the moon, and I'm going to get me a spacesuit and take a personal look at those uranium mines and the craters. Boy, won't that be something to talk
about.
Yeah,
perhaps I'll join you, son.
The name's Jimmy. Jimmy Prentice. And say, that'd be swell, Reverend. My mom's not keen on spacesuits.
Oh?
Says they spoil her figure. She'd surely let me go with you, though. And, Reverend.
Yes, sir, yes.
How about Mars? We get there on April 17th and we have 3 full days. What would you say to a plane flight over those canals? Suppose we can really.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take off in a few moments. All space passengers aboard the Golden Star will be required to swallow 2 anti-gravitational tablets, to lie down in the cot which the steward has set up for you on C deck, and to strap yourselves down and remain horizontal until escape velocity has been reached.
Are there any questions? Passengers will please carry out instructions now. Montgomery to bridge. Montgomery to bridge.
Bridge.
Ready for takeoff.
I'll never get used to acceleration pressure.
Oh, Whitey, it felt just the way it did when my kid brother used to start the car too fast. I bet my back was going to push right through the bottom of this ship.
Yeah, but it's worth it, isn't it?
Oh,
just look out there. That tower is in the blackness of space. That great blue-green shimmering sphere.
Oh, it's incredible, Whitey. It's the globe of my teacher's death come to life. North America, South America. Look, you can see the outline.
Yeah, my map was alive. It showed South America in pink. Hey, bring that telescope and take a look at the moon.
Oh, Diana, I think you're right into the crater. Oh, no, that can't be a city.
It can't, and it is. That's Luna 4, honey. The roughest, toughest spaceport this side of the Milky Way. When we land there, you stick close to me, Charlie.
Oh, you think I can't take care of myself?
Of course you can. Well, what's the percentage? Here I am, ready, willing, and infatuated with them big blue eyes. You know something, Andy?
What?
You're magnetic, baby. I'm gravitating right towards you.
Why, Mr. Fuller, I'll bet you gravitate towards all the girls. Oh, I can certainly do something here,
Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller,
right here on the observation deck.
Oh, you're Whitey Fuller.
Yep.
Well, I'm Montgomery, communications officer.
Yes?
You forget to pay a bill or something? Earth's calling you on the audio sensator.
Oh, no. That editor of mine. I'll never get away from him.
You take the call at my deck station. It's just outside the door here.
Thanks. See you later, beautiful.
Sorry, miss. I didn't mean
to. How are you, Montgomery of Communications?
Huh?
Also of Duluth, Minnesota.
Duluth?
Uh-huh.
Hey, come out of that back corner. No, it can't be.
It is.
How you can't be.
That'd be fun.
What are you doing out here?
But you've gotten away from me, didn't you? Well, here I am, Dick. Large and light and still hanging after you.
You're a liar, man. But who am I to quibble? Something tells me this is one space flight I'll never forget.
Observation deck day after day, staring out into space.
Oh, maybe I'm in love.
With whom? The man on the moon? That fort commander on Jupiter who couldn't take his eyes off it? Or maybe it's someone on the ship, huh?
Well, you're the reporter, Whitey. So why don't you find out?
I think that's just what I think. Whitey.
What is it, Jenny?
Will you sign this paper for me, Whitey? It's very important.
Oh, it is. What does it say?
It says that you, with your own eyes, saw me high jump 18 feet.
On Mars, you mean?
Well, you don't have to put that in.
I guess not. There you are.
Thanks. Boy, it's going to be a long time before anybody on Earth breaks this record.
Oh,
speak to the Reverend about that boy.
Oh, there you are. Dr.
Lindstrom, what's wrong?
Oh, I am worried, Amanda.
Oh?
I was just in the control room. And there are electronic indications that should not be present in this segment of the galaxy. Have you seen Captain North?
No. Surely you don't doubt Captain North's astrogation, do you?
Oh, it's not that. It's just a sixth sense that tells me something.
Captain North, one moment.
I'm very busy, Dr. Lindstrom.
I would like to get your opinion on certain things that are about to occur.
What is it, Montgomery?
Would you take a look at the radar scope immediately, sir?
Switch on this auxiliary one here.
Good dog. What's that?
I don't know, sir.
It's heading this way like a streak of light.
What's wrong, Captain? What's the matter there?
This is a tremendous object.
It's really right now.
Look
here. There's an observation window. Hey, it's a ball of fire. It's a meteor. Captain, to rocket moon. Discharge port side rockets. Captain, to engine room. Detonate altitude gravitator. Reverse overdrive 437. Communications. Send SOS signals to all spacecraft.
Attention all stations. Peel off all compartments. Lower emergency atmospheric bulkhead. Raise emergency emplacement. Divisional plexiglass space barrier. Release rocket lifeboat. Contact spacecraft and launch shortwave SOS. Contact spacecraft SOS. Use emergency craft.
Jimmy, no, 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 Pressurized suit and a thin cable to keep me from becoming another grotesque satellite. that lifeboat slipping out of the airlock.
Right, easy. That's better.
Oh, Dick, you look awful.
I've got a few drops of brandy. Won't you like them?
No, I'll be all right. I don't need anything except a few breaths of air. And I'll be ready to take off in that one-man rocket lifeboat.
You take off? You kidding?
What do you think?
I mean, Montgomery, you did your good day for today. I'm hopping off in that life rocket. You're standing here with your ship.
You? Do a solo space hop at your age? With that white hair?
Don't let the white hair fool you, son. Or the crow's feet around my eyes. Radiation leakage got me when I piloted an atomic ship in the last war. This is my dish of tea, boy. I'm no hero, because I'm on my way out anyway in a year or two. Well, do I go?
Not while I'm conscious, you don't.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, please. You're forgetting that a pilot is whose lives are at stake. We all must bear the responsibility of making the decision.
Very well, Reverend. We'll leave it to the rest.
For my part, I think if Whitey, Mr. Fuller, chooses to meet his destiny a little earlier, his gesture should be accepted. Dr. Lindstrom?
To me, there seems to be no question. Mr. Montgomery represents the only authority on the ship, but he says should go.
Now, Mandy, you seem to be in a pretty spot.
Oh, no, Dick. No, don't ask me to make such a decision.
Ridiculous. Come on, Whitey. Let's get into that airlock and look at that lifeboat anyway.
All right. But don't try anything funny.
Science and
now to those wonderful engines.
Well, Miss Amanda, feeling better?
Feeling wonderful, Commander Stein.
Commander Stein, Whitey here and I are still bewildered. How in heaven's name did you manage to find our fragment of ship? We were millions of miles from nowhere, completely off our course. Captain North told us that he miscalculated.
Captain North did not miscalculate, gentlemen. His astrogation figures were perfect.
What?
It was the stars and the heavenly bodies that were thrown off their course. Gentlemen, an hour before the golden star smashed up, we tried frantically to reach you. Astronomical observatories all over the universe reported a tremendous explosion in Galaxy 3. But before we could warn you, it happened.
Then you found us on course.
My dear Mr. Fuller, 1,000 astronomers and 15 superatomic calculating machines juggled figures for days to determine the precise effect of the heavenly disturbance upon your position. Yes, we headed for the determined point, and we found you.
What are you doing?
I found a terrific travel folder here. A fascinating trip.
Again? Where to this time?
Luxury cruise. Up the Hudson to Bear Mountain.